This program is not being used to make diagnosis, administer treatment, prescribe medication, or order tests. The information contained in this program is provided as an educational service. This program is not a replacement for the relationship you have with your healthcare provider. If you have concerns about your health, please contact your healthcare provider immediately.
Welcome to Your Health Connection. I am Dr. Ronald A. Johnson, president of Clark Atlanta University. This program was made possible by the Center for Cancer Research and Therapeutic Development at Clark Atlanta University, by WCLK 91.9 FM, and by Clark Atlanta University itself. Your Health Connection focuses on today's healthcare information to help you improve your quality of life.
You're listening to Your Health Connection on WCLK. I'm Paula Gwynn Grant, and on today's program, we're discussing cancer and nutrition. Our guests are nurse clinician Patty Ketchum from the Emory Winship Cancer Institute and lifestyle nutritionist Jelaine Jones. Now, you can join this conversation as well with your questions by calling 404-880-9255. Cancer and nutrition. What nutrition questions do you have when it relates to cancer, beating cancer, avoiding cancer, living a healthy life? Your questions are also welcome at Twitter on our handle, which is at CCRTD. Hello to both of you, and thank you for joining us.
Hello. It's great to be here.
Patty, you are a nurse clinician over there at Emory Winship Cancer Institute, and we're talking about nutrition and cancer. And, you know, we've learned as consumers, as regular, everyday people, as patients, how important nutrition is. We read a lot. We see a lot. But you both are here as our experts today on Your Health Connection so that we can be clear about what works and what's reliable information. Tell me a little bit about your day and how you, you know, talk about nutrition with us everyday folks and the importance in relation to cancer.
Oh, sure. In my experience, because I work closely with cancer patients, a lot of times the questions will come up and they will ask, you know, how can I eat healthier or what can I eat now that I've been diagnosed with cancer? So my answer to them is usually, you know, if you have not adopted a healthy diet lifestyle earlier, then today is a good time to start. However, I also, you know, discuss with them that, you know, there's no magic bullet here that's going to resolve everything right now today. But today is a good day to start eating healthy.
It's worth the effort.
Absolutely.
And sometimes we feel as everyday folks, it's not worth the effort. Like, I've eaten so poorly for so long that starting today is starting too late. What do you say when that comes up?
It's never too late to start eating healthy and adopting a healthy lifestyle, because it is, at the end of the day, all about adopting a healthy lifestyle. So today's a good day to start. Now's a good day. You know, it's just as good a time as any. And I send them on their way and you know, give them a few suggestions.
I was going to say, do you give tips? Do you give them a way to start?
Absolutely. For some, we all have different learning styles, but, you know, it's all about baby steps. So you can start, for example, if you're eating out every night, eating processed foods, then try to eat at least one meal a night, one meal a week at home that you prepare yourself from scratch. That way you are 100% sure of the ingredients that goes in that dish. And so you can start there.
And also beverages. How important is it for us to watch what we're drinking with the meal?
Oh, absolutely. That's a large part of it, because we are such a society eating, you know, processed, highly processed foods and fast foods and drinking beverages that are sugar laden, quite frankly. So water is plentiful. And it's free. So, and it has zero calories.
And helpful. And what our body needs when we're healing with cancer and dealing with the treatment.
Absolutely. In dealing with the treatment. You know, again, water has zero calories, zero sugar, zero additives, preservatives, all of these things. But what we don't talk about enough is the function of what water does to our body. It transports the waste, the end product that our body doesn't use, and it's the main transporter. But in order for that to happen, we've got to be adequately hydrated. So drink lots of water. 64 ounces a day, mm-hmm. 8 glasses a day is what's recommended to start.
And that's so critical, because when we're experiencing our cancer treatment, or if we are the person, the family member trying to support the individual who is receiving cancer treatment, it's tough with the medication, whether it's chemotherapy, whether it's radiation. You know, that water can be very helpful, can it not?
Absolutely, absolutely. It's the number one star.
That's really, I like how you said that. It's the number one star. We're talking about nutrition and cancer. Nutrition, how to live a healthy life, perhaps to avoid cancer altogether. But if you have been diagnosed with cancer, how water and nutrition and good health through nutrition can help you heal better. Now, Jelaine Jones, you are a lifestyle nutritionist. This is what you talk about all the time, isn't it?
Yes, of course. It's what I love to do. And so, yes, I'm excited to be here to talk about things that I enjoy. Well, what it is more of seeing people improve with the diet and incorporating those healthy foods into their meal plans.
So as a lifestyle nutritionist, how do you tackle that when someone comes in to see you and they're like, I don't know. I mean, I eat fast food all the time and I don't know the things, the tips, the things I read in my social media and that I see on websites. I don't know if I can do it. How do you address that as a lifestyle nutritionist?
Well, unfortunately, it's very confusing, because there is so much misinformation out there on the internet, with social media, mm-hmm. from family members, from friends. And so what I do is I just listen to what they're telling me about their confusion, and then I just explain to them how pretty much the science based on what they're probably telling me. And I'll just say, well, let's lose some common sense here. Do you think that eating out at fast food restaurants or not cooking home cooked meals on a regular basis is really better for you?
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
So, you know, I just give them that information, and then a light bulb goes off and they realize that, well, maybe I haven't been doing as well as I should have. Now, when it comes to fast foods, I understand it's very convenient. It can also be affordable for certain people. But I always say that, do you want to pay for your health, or you want to pay for your you're going to pay either way. So you
right.
either pay in mm-hmm. terms of eating more nutritious foods now, whether or not that's going to be, additional monies, or you pay in the long run with medications, time mm-hmm. off from work, mm-hmm. not feeling well. So you have to make that decision, and you have to make the best decision for yourself. And what that is that putting the best food, which is fuel for your body, into your body.
And that's the key thing. We're talking about nutrition. What are your questions? Do you have questions about nutrition? Have you read things online? Have you seen things in magazine? Have you talked with your friends and family and they're telling you to eat beets, or they're telling you to, you know, drink this or eat that in order to feel better when it comes to cancer or any other, you know, illnesses that you're managing? Please give us a call. Your questions can be answered by two nutritionists who are experts. You can get the right information here on Your Health Connection. Our number is 404-880-9255. 404-880-9255 with your questions. Also, we're on Twitter at CCRTD, where we have a question about the economics of this, because a lot of folks say, I would, and you just mentioned this, Jelaine, mm-hmm. about just, you know, being able to afford it.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of folks say, you know, I'd love to eat healthy, but the truth is the dollar menu at fast food is more convenient, and I can just feed everyone, and I don't have to go through, you know, the expense of buying vegetables, which can be high in certain grocery stores. So as a lifestyle mm-hmm. nutritionist, Jelaine Jones, how do you address that? Your nutrition questions, we need to ask and find out. 404-880-9255. Jelaine?
Well, I would say that is definitely a myth. It is. You can find nutritious foods at affordable prices. You do have to plan in advance. That means that you will have to go to certain stores, may carry different types of fruits and vegetables that are cheaper. I know right here in the Atlanta area, you have Aldi's. They have a great selection of fruits and vegetables that are less money. You can buy frozen. Frozen foods is okay to buy.
Really?
Frozen fruits and vegetables.
So what's the order? So fresh is when we can. We need to get fresh. But you're saying...
Yes, you can get fresh. But what frozen is the vegetables or fruits that have been picked immediately, and then they've been frozen. Mm-hmm. So they still have the nutrients. I just say don't buy the frozen fruits or vegetables that have additional ingredients like the sauces or additional sugar. So you just want to buy the plain vegetables and fruits. That's okay. You can even buy canned foods. And I know some people are going to say, what? Canned foods because of the chemicals involved.
Artificial stuff and the sodium. So tell us, which canned goods should we be looking for?
You can look for the canned goods that don't have the BPA, which is a chemical. So it's not lined with the BPA. Buy the canned vegetables that have low sodium or no added sodium. So that's what you're looking for.
Also organic, even in the canned goods.
Correct.
Is that good to aim for?
Yes, if you can afford it, you sure can, because sometimes it's about 10 cents difference, mm-hmm. but it is affordable. So, but you have to plan in advance. You can't, it's not the same thing as rushing out buying fast food, but you can go to the grocery store, pick up a package of frozen vegetables, maybe pick up a package of whole wheat pasta, mm-hmm. and before you know, you have a meal within 10 minutes.
That is actually really true. And, you know, when it comes to this, you know, Patty Ketchum is over at Emory Winship Cancer Institute. It's tough when you're treating cancer, Patty, when you're trying to feed folks who are visiting and trying to support the patient and, you know, they're trying to get quick food, even, you know, trying to run to cafeterias and something on the way. So how do you counsel families that are trying to work through cancer treatment with their nutrition and that convenience factor is their reasoning, their excuse for not eating as healthy perhaps as they should?
Sure. As Jalan said, you know, it's very important to plan ahead. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, the more that you can cut out convenience foods, because there are so many additives and preservatives and chemicals that contribute to cancer. It's, you know, the more vegetables and fruit and whole foods, the more whole foods that you can include in your diet, the better off you are, the healthier it is.
Can you define that for us? Because a lot of us hear that term, whole foods, mm-hmm. and we really just don't know what that is. Can you tell us what whole foods are that we can look for?
Sure. So whole foods are foods that are unprocessed, meaning that there are no additives, no preservatives. It is the natural food in its purest form. So whole food brown rice, for mm-hmm. example, mm-hmm. you know, it has that outer shell. It takes a little bit longer for brown rice to cook on the stovetop than
about 20
it does
minutes
white
longer.
Rice mm-hmm. because that shell, that outer shell, that hard outer shell has been stripped away. So white rice, in a sense, is processed food.
Sure, because you stripped away the nutrients.
You've stripped away the main nutrients. It's mm-hmm. the hull of that rice mm-hmm. grain that has all the nutrient in it. So it may not be the most convenient or the fastest to prepare, but again, if you plan ahead, because planning is such an important part of this, then you can get it done.
You can get it done. We're talking about nutrition and cancer treatment, nutrition and keeping yourself well. You need to call with your questions. We got two experts here, Jalen Jones and also Patty Ketchum. They're here to answer your questions at 404-880-9255. Let's go to a call now from Stockbridge. Hello, Harvey. Go ahead with your question.
Good afternoon. How are you guys doing today?
Doing terrifically. What is your question today on Your Health Connection?
The question is this, is that initially when I was diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's type B lymphoma cancer, that my oncologist, because I had a substantial drop in weight, and he wanted me to eat everything I could in order to get my weight back up so that I would be able to endure the upcoming treatment. So I did exactly that, and, you know, don't eat baked food, eat fried food, eat this and that. Those are things along that line. So I took that approach, and the weight was able to come back up with a food enhancer to assist in that regard. But now I'm at a point that I want to turn that around as I'm continuing on this journey in conquering cancer, mm-hmm. that I will take the right steps, and what would be the most appropriate way to go about that, or what would be suggestions in terms of the most effective approach in turning that around. And lastly, the benefits of alkaline water opposed to just regular drinking water.
Excellent questions. Thanks, Harvey. We're going to get you some answers, Patty.
Okay, so great. So are you asking when you say turn things around, so you have you reached your target weight?
I think we lost him on the line. So he said he is at his target
weight. Yeah, I've exceeded my target weight.
I want to roll it back.
Okay. So understood. I just wanted to be clear. Mm-hmm. All right. So great. So now is a good time to start. So I heard you mention that you were eating everything, you know, fried foods and some other things. So you can start now by really focusing on a healthier diet now that you've gained your target weight and you're interested in dialing it back and perhaps maybe losing a few pounds. We're not talking maintaining. I understand that you want perhaps to that you've superseded your target weight and maybe you mm-hmm. want to drop a few pounds. So, yes, I would recommend that you adopt a healthy eating lifestyle and eat more grains and vegetables and, you know, add those things to your diet and less of the creamy based foods, the fried foods, the highly processed red meats. You want to focus on eating lean meats like poultry and fish.
Okay. Yeah, those have been always my objectives. But when you say more grainies, what would you suggest?
More grains like
lentils, like beans.
Lentils, beans, brown. I would suggest brown rice as opposed to white rice. Absolutely.
Okay.
Add more fresh fruit. Now, we're coming up in springtime now, so you're going to find that fresh produce is plentiful at this time of year. Therefore,
okay.
it's more affordable because there's more of it available.
Okay.
So, yes, absolutely.
And also, can I interject
yes,
for a
please,
minute?
Yes, please, Jelaine.
So, also, this will make it really easy for you, sir, is just look at your plate. We call it my plate, and what you can do is half your plate is full of vegetables, all different types of vegetables, any vegetables you enjoy eating, and mostly what we call non-starchy vegetables, like mm-hmm. kale, spinach, green beans. Those are really great vegetables to have. Then a quarter of your plate is going to be the grains, and that's or the carbohydrates. So that's your brown rice, a little bit of potatoes, even like a sweet potato, a little bit of pasta. And then the other side, a fourth of your plate, is going to be the lean protein. Your chicken, your fish, your turkey, it's going to go there. Even tofu can go there as a lean protein. So really focus on that, and it makes it a lot simpler to prepare your meals.
Is there a website, Harvey? We're going to give you a resource. Is there a website where you can go to look at that My Plate diagram?
Yes, you can go to USDA, so www.usda.gov, which is, and you just, or you can Google My Plate.
Okay.
Harvey.
Wonderful. And yes. Lastly, benefits of alkaline water for cancer patients or for the body, period, opposed to just regular drinking water, then I'm done.
I would suggest that you stick to regular drinking water, and I'm going to tell you why. I mean, you know, it's all a fluke.
Is it really? So that's
you know,
not
that,
real?
Listen, when that alkaline water may be alkaline sitting in that bottle, but by the mm-hmm. time it goes through your GI tract, the pH mm-hmm. has changed, and that you can do nothing about. Mm-hmm. So, you know, that's all about advertisement.
Save your money.
Absolutely. Regular water will do you fine. Actually,
but
it's
really
better for you.
Ladies.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Harvey. We appreciate your call. We're going to go to Stone Mountain. We're taking your calls about nutrition and cancer. Call us with your questions. We have two nutritionists here, experts. You can get the right answers and know for sure. We just found out alkaline water, that is marketing and advertising. Not needed. Regular water will do, right, Patty?
Absolutely.
Regular water. So now we know the truth on that. 404-880-9255 with your questions about nutrition and cancer. Going to Stone Mountain now, and a question from Lynn. Hello, Lynn.
Hello.
Hi. Go ahead with your question.
I was telling the person earlier that I have a friend that has recovered from intestinal cancer, and she has heard that she should stay away from certain specific type of nuts, such as almonds and cashews. And I just wondered if there's any validity to that.
Jelaine, any validity to certain nuts we should avoid?
No, not unless there's some sort of, if she has diverticulitis, that's inflammation that's caused little pouches, So if that's not the case, then no, she doesn't have to avoid any nuts and seeds unless they cause her some type of GI discomfort. But other than that, no, she feels free to eat a handful of nuts and seeds on a daily basis.
Patty, anything to add to that at Emory Winship Cancer Institute? Anything that you all disperse in way of information regarding nuts when we're treating cancer?
No, nothing that I can add. I think Jalan said it perfectly.
All right. Okay. So there you go, Lynn. Yes. Hopefully that was helpful. Your Health Connection. We are here talking about nutrition and cancer. How can you stay healthy? Or can the way that you eat help you heal well and better and quicker from cancer? We're taking your questions. Call now, 404-880-9255. Also on Twitter, at CCRTD. We'll be back in just a moment to Your Health Connection.
Did you know that the right foods can help fight prostate cancer? New studies show that fruits, vegetables, whole grains, and other high-fiber foods reduce the risk of prostate cancer, and they may even improve your survival. And there's more good news. A diet that includes these foods can also help protect against diabetes, heart disease, and obesity. This announcement in the public interest is made possible by the Center for Cancer Research and Therapeutic Development at Clark Atlanta University. More information is available online at ccrtd.cau.edu.